BBC Home Service presents
Round a Heart's Drink Shop. Hello, listener, me again. I'd ask you how you are, but I'm not interested. Now, previously in my life, my mother puts me under pressure to get a proper career rather than running a joke shop. She suggested the Navy. Luckily, I failed the medical, well, exercise test. They asked me to run. I refused. Well, what's the point in running unless professionally or as a child? I mean, really, only children have a joy of bursting into a run for no reason. Socially, as an adult, you can't run or gallop, which is more fun. There's something I'd like to see. A 50-year-old businessman gets off the bus and bursts into a galloping skip for the rest of his trip home. Oh, I digress. Yes, never really had a career. Went to a careers officer after uni, but to no avail.
What would you say are your main strengths?
Probably dressing pets as famous detectives. I came top at university because of Poirot Pussy.
Goodbye.
But I get snippets of old school friends' careers. Tilly won Regional Businesswoman of the Year again recently, which is great for her. That's why I hate school reunions, finding out others' success. I just panic and lie.
So, Miranda, what do you do?
Oh, well, I'm a doctor of science and stuff. I've just got back from the Nevada desert to watch UFOs after I'd had an alien abduction. That's it, yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
And true. Right to work. Morning, Stevie.
Afternoon.
Terrible journey.
Yeah, you live upstairs.
The carpet derailed and the stairlift replacement service took forever.
Oh, hilarious. Listen to me laughing. Now, we've had some sample inflatables through.
Oh, brilliant. I love inflatable day.
And there's some new fancy dress outfits.
Are there pirate ones?
Oh, please don't.
Oh, you know you love it. Why are pirates called pirates?
I don't know.
Because they are... Oh, good one. Aha, Captain Stevie McFingers.
Long Miranda Silver, my nemesis. You must walk the plank.
Oh, no, I was going to make you walk the plank.
Yeah, but it's my role play.
Oh, fine. I'm ready to meet my sweetheart who died on the high seas. Go on.
Arr!
No, just arr.
Arr!
No, just a sympathetic... You're ruining this, actually. You don't know how emotional the plank can be because you never do it. Who there? Stay back or I'll throw your body to the sex-starved men below. Oh, sorry, Mum.
Darling, for heaven's sake. Playing pirates on your own.
No, Stevie's... Where's she gone? Oh, that is clever.
No. No time to tell you how ridiculous you look. Tilly's about to come in. You can't tell her you work in a joke shop. It'll get back to her mother.
Slow down.
I can't face the gloating with Tilly's success. Oh, my goodness. Here she comes. I told her you work in TV.
What? No, I can't.
Tilly, hello. Isn't it amusing, Miranda happening to be in this joke shop like I said she might?
Miranda, hi.
Hi there, Tilly. Good to see you.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
I understand you work in TV now.
That is indeed correct, yup.
What's with the voice?
It's a media voice.
Why you're wearing a pirate outfit?
Yeah, no, that's why I'm wearing a pirate outfit. Yeah. Didn't you see the news? Everyone who works in TV has to dress as a pirate. It's something about accountability. It started with Russell Brand. So, you should have seen Trevor McDonald last night on News at 10. He looked brilliant.
I'm just not sure about that voice.
Yes, but I'm stuck now. So, congratulations on your award, Tilly. I'm so pleased for you and your success twice in a row. I really bloody am.
Stop it.
Okay, with pleasure.
The last I heard, you were working in the Nevada desert looking for UFOs.
Yeah, no, true, but now I'm back from outer space. I just walked in to find you with that look upon your face. So go walk out the door. Just turn around now. You're not welcome anymore. Seriously, leave. Joking. I'm not.
So, what are you doing here?
I work here.
No, you don't.
Oh, no, I don't.
Well, do you or don't you?
I don't me. You see, well, the thing is, Tilly, I work in...
The accent's going.
I work. Here, but I don't work here. I'm doing an undercover programme on this shop. It's a spin-off of Watchdog called Watch Ferret.
She's exposing this place. It's run by a moron with no aptitude for business.
Actually, it's run by a free spirit, not pressured by conforming to society, and she's stunning in front of camera. A real natural beauty, if you will.
Like Ayers Rock, if you will. A large blob ruining an otherwise lovely view.
Miranda, can you come and help?
Quick, push her behind the till, Mum.
Roger, darling.
Ow!
Who's that?
No one.
Right, well, I better be going. I just wanted to let you know I'm having a get-together tomorrow night. Catch up with the old gang, a little reunion.
Oh, that sounds like my idea of heaven. But I think I'll be up against the wire with work, so...
Oh, well, if you can.
Oh, well, thanks, Mum.
Can I get up now?
Yeah, but you nearly ruined that, Stevie.
Darling, you've got to go to that party, otherwise she'll think you've got something to hide.
I do, me not working in a joke shop. But can't you take my career seriously?
Can you take that eye patch off?
Are you ashamed of me?
Darling, of course I am. What a ridiculous question.
Well, Penny, you are being a bit hard, and this shop has serious potential. Under careful management, it could become a successful chain. So when someone wants a pair of comedy breasts, they will think of your daughter.
They already do.
I mean, you know, it's not as if she could ever be a Tilly or do a serious job.
Did you hear that, darling?
Loud and clear, Mum.
Wasn't it rude?
I thought very.
You know, I just meant she's better suited.
I could be a Tilly if I put my mind to it.
Where are you going?
She's going to put her mind to it.
Yes, she is.
You're talking in the third person.
That's how important I am, she is.
Yeah. Come on, darling. She's out of here.
Hi, Gary. Clive, do you have today's paper?
Yeah, over by the sofas.
Great, I've got to get a job.
Why?
Because Stevie said I couldn't. I mean, I could get a proper job, right? Guys?
Oh, well, yeah. Yes, of course, absolutely. Well, no, I don't see why not. You have no reason at all. Anyone think that you wouldn't get a proper job?
You're
sure
that.
You would always get a job.
I mean, you play A-levels.
Of course you get a job. Not get a job, of course you get a job. Hundreds of jobs, ridiculous.
Your second men's job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, you're as supportive as my school.
Hart, don't run in the corridor.
It's a gallop, miss. I think all businessmen should do it, and one day I hope to tell the nation that via a radio show.
Oh, Hart, with that naive optimism, you gallop girl. It's the only joy you'll ever know.
Yeah, look, I'd love to help, but I've got loads of kitchen prep. Day off tomorrow.
Oh, what are you doing?
Reunion with the RAF cadet pals.
You were in the RAF? With the uniform? Ooh.
Miranda?
Hmm? Oh, sorry. I just went somewhere. It's just the job stress.
No, it's imagining Gary in a uniform.
Clive? What vibes are you picking up on, freak?
Oh, just get together, you two.
Yeah, tried it.
Doesn't work.
Yeah, Miranda can't do dates.
Can't do them. One day I was in such a panic I ate soup with a fork and persisted to save face. Took 6 hours. He left after two. I don't know why I carried on.
Yeah, so we stick with friends. I suppose if we have a moment, we could give it a go. Come on, that can't be making you flustered.
No, absolutely not. No, the sweat is just the pirate outfit. It's quite hot.
Darling, saddle up. I've got you an interview. Personnel manager for a sales team in a department store.
That isn't too out of my remit. Guys?
Oh, no, of course not.
Well, no. It wouldn't be out of your remit.
I think so.
But obviously I knew the CEO.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
Well, you must have known him very well.
Oh, I did. Right, darling, quick chop.
Oh, look, this is silly.
Not if tomorrow night you can wash Tilly's smug smile off her. I wish she was my daughter, Pretty Face, by saying you're a successful businesswoman.
Do you know, if you get the job, I would love to see you in a power suit. I think they're quite sexy.
Oh, how degrading.
What, treating someone as a sex object because of what they wear?
Yeah, disgusting.
I'll definitely wear one.
They're ready to see you now.
Miranda, come in. Take a seat. This is Michelle, Head of Marketing, and Darren from HR.
Hello.
Hi, thanks for seeing me.
Pleasure. So, what do you think you can bring to this job?
Bring to it?
Yes.
Oh, I could bring some tea and cakes to it? Would it like that? You tell me its likes and dislikes.
Oh, interesting question. Mm-hmm. The best thing is we have fantastic market leaders to go to sale, so pitches are rewarding. Mm-hmm. But dislikes, as you put it, the team needs a lot of motivation.
Right.
Is that something you could give us?
Just call me Mrs. Motivator. I'll motivate you now if you want.
Go then.
Oh, okay. So get off your fat asses and do something!
That's certainly blatant. Now, a lot of our products are in the children's market. Is getting inside the head of that demographic something you could do?
Well, I don't have kids, but I get inside kids' heads all the time. I mean, not in a spooky way, you know, going up to them in the street, dancing in front of their eyes, or poking at them with a stick. No, I just think... I think kids are an important market. You know, I just believe children are our future. Don't sing, don't sing, don't sing. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Oh no, show them all the beauty they possess inside. Because the greatest love of all is happening to me. Why can't it stop? I found the greatest. I decided never to walk in anyone's shadow. At least I have.
Well, that was very inspiring.
Thank you. I didn't realise I knew so many verses.
So, is there anything you'd like to ask us?
Oh, yes, there is, actually. When lightning strikes a sea, why don't all the fish die?
Relevant to the job.
Oh, relevant to the job. No. Oh, yes, I know. Do you think I'd look sexy in a power suit?
Anything's better than the pirate outfit.
Hi, Stevie. Oh, you've started inflating inflatables without me. Celebrity ones. I love not knowing who we're going to blow, as it were. Who's it going to be? Oh, it's a life-size Fern Britton.
Yes, she comes in two sizes. So, how was the interview?
Fine, great, yeah. Good. I didn't sing at them, so it's very likely I'll get that job. So, and then what will you do?
I'll cope.
Well, you know, will you? Because you can't sell, can you? Because you don't enjoy the products. And...
Oh, hi there. I'm just looking for a joke for my boss's leaving do. We want something a bit rude.
Over to you, Stevie.
Right, OK. I'm sure I can help with that. Something rude for your boss's leaving do. A tie?
Well, that's not very rude.
Yeah, well, tell him he's fat as you give it to him.
Okay, let me. Sorry, sir. I have just the thing. Inflatable willy. Always funny. Especially if you inflate it first, put it in a box, so when it opens, it jumps out at him. I mean, that's fun to do just on your own at home of an evening. I'd very much imagine.
Well, I'll take it.
Ah, good. You see, simple as that.
Right, thank you.
See, Stevie? You need me, you love me, you want me back.
Oh, the interview went badly, didn't it?
No. They'll be ringing soon and then we'll see.
You're just not up to the cut and thrust of the business world.
Thrust. It's a funny word, that's all. Doesn't mean I'm not capable of taking business seriously and thrusting. Best of... Thrust is a funny word. Come on, thrust. Thrust. Said it too much now. Sounds weird. Thrust. Thrust. I'll answer it. Let me.
I've got it. Something to hide.
No.
Hello? Oh, no, no, I'm her associate. Miranda, it's Evergreens. Let me ask her. Oh, they're offering you the job. They were impressed with your unique, unorthodox techniques, and once they understood what you were saying, knew they wanted you. Can you start tomorrow?
Absolutely. I'll see them at 10 sharp.
They start at 8.
I'll be there at 10. Unique and unorthodox.
Good luck to you.
Help, listener. How has this happened? I sung at them. For ages. Oh, no, open plan offices. It's like a permanent social occasion, but with working. Two things I've never been good at. Oh, memories of that school reunion again. Oh, hi there, it's Jenny, isn't it? Miranda, that's it. You remember, yes. Sorry, no, I'm not married, no. A lesbian? Oh, goodness, no, yuck, can you imagine? So, you can imagine. Your partner, Emma. Hello. Sorry, nice to meet you. When I said, yuck, can you imagine, I very much just meant for me. OK, I'll see you later. I know, nightmare. Morning, Stevie. So, are you blowing all the inflatables? Risky?
Yeah, they'll sell. I'll turn this shop global without being constantly distracted.
I don't distract you.
Oh, it wasn't you who set a mass of wind-up mice off to entice a good-looking pest control man into the shop.
Darling, I am so proud. My proper little businesswoman.
Right, I'm off, Stevie. Off to work, then.
Good.
Oh, no, Tilly, outside.
Perfect. We can gloat about the job, and I can tell her mother when I see her at our cake-a-size class.
No, because I work in TV, don't I?
Do you? Oh, yes.
Cake-a-size?
Cake decoration with aerobics. You have to leave exactly the same weight as when you came in.
Oh, hey, Tilly.
Oh, hi. Forgot you'd be here. Is the filming going well? I didn't ask. Which TV company do you work for?
It's a small independent down here.
Oh, right. What's it called?
Mom?
I've got nothing.
What's it called?
Yeah.
What's it called?
What?
What's it called? That's what it's called. What's it called? Which is funny, because when people ring, we say, hello, what's it called? And they say, don't you know? And we laugh so very much.
Miranda, if you're still here, can you just give me a hand with these boxes?
Who are you? How do you know my name? Why would I help with those boxes? And why are you coming in here now, please?
Miranda, do you work here?
Look, the truth is, I have a very high-flying job in a big chain department store, Evergreens, actually, you see? And I didn't want you to think I was showing off, OK? You know, old school friend, haven't seen you for a while. Yeah, my life is great, probably far more successful than yours. So I just played it down, you see?
Oh, bless you. But you don't need to worry with me. I'm genuinely successful.
You really are annoying. Right, well, I'm off to my genuinely high-powered job. Bye, Stevie. Bye, Mum.
Go, Miranda. Go, Miranda.
Yeah, she gets excited whenever I go off to work, which isn't a rare occasion.
I'm with her every morning to sing her off. Go, Miranda. She's my firstborn. She likes popcorn, hence the weight gain.
Can you just leave it? Hi, guys. So I'm off to work.
Wow, sexy businesswoman.
That's me. So, listen closely, underling. I have a position under me that I want you to assume, a gap I want you to fill. Now, to demonstrate this, let me sit on this desk, shake my hair down, and push my dark-rimmed glasses to the end of my nose.
No, Gary's not here, but that was actually sexy.
Was it? Well done, me!
I know, I'm as surprised as you are.
Be able to do it again. It could have been a moment.
Oh, look, it's coming. Hey.
Hey, my hair is down and the position's underneath me, so let's sit on a table, cross my legs, and...
And fall spread-eagled like a humongous giraffe at a watering hole.
Yeah, Clive, can you put these cases in the oven? Listen, good luck today, Miranda. Here, I'll do you a packed lunch.
Oh, thanks. Oh, is this a moment?
A moment... Oh, sorry, yeah, I'd forgotten about that.
No, I mean, me too, I'd hardly given it any thought. Just all of last night, really.
How long do these go in for, Gary?
35 minutes.
You're busy, leaving you to it.
Yeah, good luck.
Hi, got fired.
You've been gone 35 minutes.
Well, it took me 8 minutes to get there and 8 minutes to get back and another 13 because I stopped to eat my pat lunch, so that's 29, so I actually lasted 6 minutes.
How did you get fired in 6 minutes?
Combination of reasons, really. Right, OK, hey guys, so I'm Miranda, or Mrs. Motivator. So, now I know what you're thinking, retail, dead-end job. You, sir, you're thinking, I'm mid-40s, still in sales, past my peak, out of shape, my life slipping away.
I wasn't thinking that.
Well, you should, bang, motivating.
Oh!
Well, so, guys, just calm down. Don't worry. Just remember, you know, when you're down and troubled, don't sing. And you need a helping hand. Yeah, it sort of went downhill from there, really. Oh, I've got to find something else. I mean, I can't go jobless to a party with old friends competing with their lives. Oh, yes, hi, yeah, I'm a doctor, which I managed to combine with my marriage. I've got 3 daughters. That's Holly, Polly, Molly. Oh, and there's my husband, Ollie.
Well, I'll tell you what you could do if you want to help me out. You could be a waitress. I don't want to miss the RAF thing. And.
I'll do it if I can see you in uniform later.
OK, certainly, Commander. I salute you.
Majestic.
You're not going boarding school on me, are you?
What do you mean? Absolutely not. No, I'm absolutely not thinking about officer and a gentleman. I mean, those kind of dreams I haven't had since I was 12, or probably more like 18, 27, 33. I mean, a couple of days, last night, really.
OK, I'll see you later. Oh, hi, Penny.
Disappointed. I've just come from Evergreens. Fired. I've told Tilly's mum and the president of the golf club, which are not the same people, ha ha, try again next year, that my daughter has a job to celebrate tonight too. So, 2 o'clock, employment agency, be there or be disowned.
Oh, this is getting ridiculous. Oh, I miss Stevie. I wonder what she's doing now. If I was there, we'd be playing space hopper races using inflatable George Bushes. And I'd burst Stevie's just as she sat on it. And then I'd say, Stevie, look, I'm hopping off on my bush. Oh, and I'd laugh an enormous amount. And Stevie would go and get my Ventolin.
Miranda, it's getting busy.
Oh, sorry.
Can you just show that customer to table 12?
Sure, sorry about that. It's miles away. Come back. It's Tilly. She can't see me.
Miranda.
Tilly! Surprise! Thought I'd join you.
How did you know I was coming here?
6 cents. I see restaurant tables.
You've got time for a coffee. I hear it's all kicking off at Evergreen. Some nutter got fired in 5 minutes.
6 minutes to give the nutter her due. Or his due. Whoever's due it was. It wasn't my due. I've said due too much. Due. Sounds funny now. Due. Due. Thrust. Sorry. How did you know that about Evergreens?
Oh, they called my employment agency.
Oh, is that what you do?
Tell you who called the agency today. The woman who works in that joke shop. In a right state, needing an assistant. Something about suffocation by Dale Winton's.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Right, I'll get the coffees.
Well, isn't it waitress service?
Yeah, but we'll be waiting here all day, take it from me. And I'd like to help out. I'm just going to give other people some drinks too whilst I'm up, because, you know...
Interest.
Right, okay, you're probably a bit confused. You know, 1 minute I'm in a joke shop working in television, the next in Evergreens, and then I'm a waitress. A crazy couple of days. Good, so that's sorted.
I still don't understand.
Well, I'd explain, but I can't.
Why?
I'm undercover. Have you ever seen Spooks? I'm saying too much. If I told you, I'd have to kill you. Actually, I might tell you. Joking. I never am. What I can say, Tilly, is that a guy posing as a waiter is about to come over and tell me I'm fired, and that's code for getting to my next post.
Yeah, right.
But Miranda, will you just stop ordering food and chat that you're fired?
That's me.
Melons in the stream. That is what we are.
Oh. Hello, it's you.
Yes, it's me.
How's everything?
Fine, you?
Fine, you?
Fine, you?
Fine, you?
One of us just needs to say fine and then this can end.
Well, you sure everything is fine?
Yes.
Well, then why did Evergreen's phone just now to say 6 minutes doesn't qualify you for holiday pay?
Okay, I got fired. You didn't sell anything.
Fired?
Come on, Stevie. You've missed me. You want me back. Also, you're wedged between 25 inflatable Dale Wintons, and I can only just get in the door. My head is in John McCurrick's cleavage, which is somewhere I don't want it to remain.
Well, I've advertised a post, so legally I need to interview you. Please kindly step into my office, kindly.
Thank you.
So, Miranda, what's your name?
Miranda.
Thank you. So, why do you think you are suitable for this role?
Because I'm physically incapable of doing any other job.
Well, that seems to be it all pretty much covered. Do step out of my office and we'll be in touch.
Thank you. Hello?
Oh, hello there. Am I speaking to Miranda Hart?
Yes, who on earth is this I'm speaking to? Who on earth can it be?
This is Mrs. Stevie Sutton speaking. I am hereby ringing, forthwith notwithstanding, on behalf of the Joke Shop Post, your recent interview with said party aforementioned.
Oh, yes?
Just to say we were most impressed and would like to formally offer you the job.
Wow, fantastic.
Goodbye now.
Goodbye to you. Stevie, I just heard I got the job.
Oh, my God, it's fantastic.
I know, they said they were really impressed. You see, told you I could get a job.
No, it was the job that you started with.
Don't ruin the moment. Come here.
Yeah, if you're about to hug me, don't.
Let's go for a drink, come on.
Oh, you happy to face Tilly?
Absolutely.
Hey, Miranda, didn't think you'd turn up.
Tilly, hey.
Hey, listen, I want to say, if you've been covering up that you're out of work, you don't have to do that with me.
Actually, I have a great job that I'm very good at. See, I work...
Don't worry, darling. I got this covered.
No, it's okay, Mum.
She's a surveillance commander in the forces.
Oh, God.
Oh, really?
Oh, well, excuse me. Well, why wouldn't you think I could do that?
Oh, people are so quick to judge.
Aren't they, Stevie?
Yeah, she could be in surveillance.
Yes, I could. What are you saying? I could blend in.
Hey, I'm back.
Gary, in uniform. Wow.
Wow.
Commander Hart, I salute you.
Thank you, Cadet Rutter, saluting you back.
Thank you, Mom. The planes are secure and your battalion await your next orders.
Thank you. You can stand down for the night, Cadet Rutter.
Thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Yeah. Looking like a fool now.
So, today...
Was a cover. Obviously, I was on an exercise. So, I'd like to propose a toast to me.
Right. Come here, sexy.
Oh, are you talking to me?
Let me carry you to your table.
Is this a moment?
Could be. Right, come here.
Okay.
Right, how are we going to do this?
No. If you try the other way...
Yeah, if you just...
So, that's my foot, actually.
Yeah, sorry. If I get my hand around the back of your...
Shall I try lifting you?
Well, no, I think I'll...
No.
If I pop my hand...
Right, okay.
I think I've got... 1, 2, 3. Ow!
You have been listening to Miranda Hart's Joke Shop. Starring Miranda Hart.
Bye.
Sarah Hadland.
Goodbye to you.
Patricia Hodge.
Toodaloo.
Tom Ellis.
See ya.
Jason Watkins.
Oh, please.
And other esteemed guests, Catherine Shepherd, Dan Starkey, and Belinda Stewart-Wilson. The show was written by Miranda Hart with James Carey and Paul Carenza. Additional material, Sarah Hadland. The producer was Dawn Ellis.